Thursday, the Law and the Gospel. A Seventh-day Adventist to have a very special name. When it was formed in 1863, our pioneers tried to create a name in which is in the center of it, the main aspect of our message, the Law and the Gospel. The seventh day, the Sabbath day, part of the Law, memorial of the creation, is one of these pillars. And the other pillar, our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior who died for us, he promised, I will come back and I will take you and take you there where I am, where I live. There are dwellings for you, for all of you. Now our name, Seventh-day Adventist, shows the main aspects, what we are, what we stand for. So in this way, it's an interesting name, which was created in 1863. What was discovered 500 years ago in the time of Reformation, when Martin Luther was in Wittenberg in his study, preparing for his students the Epistle to the Romans? And when he came to chapter 3, afterwards he said, it happened to me as if the gates of paradise, of Eden, were opened to me. Now, what did he discover in Romans chapter 3? At first, in verse 20, therefore, no one will be declared righteous in God's sight by observing the law. This was a surprise for him. Because here it is written, no one will be declared righteous in God's sight by observing the law. Up to this time, the Roman Catholic Church ordered the people to pay and pay and pay, and to do good works, and it was salvation by works. The church told the people what they had to do, and if they followed all these procedures, then, yeah, it was promised and it will help. But they never got the safety, never this assurance of salvation. And then Martin Luther reads this. No one will be declared righteous in God's sight by observing the law. Yeah. How can we be saved then? And then he went on. We need the righteousness from God. And this righteousness from God, verse 22, comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. That's a new idea. It was something strange at this time. God presented Jesus as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in his blood. There is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Jesus Christ. That was the new idea that came up in the Reformation. Justified by faith in Jesus Christ. It's by grace for those who believe. For we maintain that a man is justified by faith apart from observing the law. So what is the law for? It's like a mirror. It shows you where you are dirty, but it's no washing powder. That's the blood of Jesus. The law shows you that you are dirty and that you need washing. That's it. Till tomorrow.